News Talk 790 KFYO, Collins and Mack. It's Monday morning, 739, temps about 43 degrees. Nice and chilly. The humidity is about 84%. That's why it's so bitey outside.
Bitey?
Well, it bites.
Is that a word? It is now, right?
Hey, you know, we's educated, Randy. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I just learned a new word.
There you go.
So, the word for the day. I'm headed to Parsons Elementary this morning, and so I'll tell them that I've learned those kids at school that I've learned a new word today.
Oh, let's not share that with the younger people.
Don't tell them where you heard it, man. All right. This is crazy. It would appear that we are obtaining revelation knowledge that we appear to be daily. We're finding out that the book of Affordable Care Act Revelation has many chapters. Latest one being that the paper applications, according to ABC News, acquiring an inter-administration memo that says people that are filling out the paper application are in the same queue as the people that are trying to fill it out online. Because I guess what they have to do is they have to get online and input the information from the paper application. What's going on, man?
Well, I mean, I think that's, you just summed it up. I mean, every day we're learning more and more. And one of the things we're also learning is that Affordable Care Act was a misnomer, that this, in fact, isn't affordable. I'm getting hundreds of emails and letters and comments from people saying everything's going up. That the deductibles are going up, that they're not going to maybe be able to see the same doctor they've been seeing. And of course, obviously, the rollout has been a disaster. And it's one of the reasons that many of us continue to call on the president to push the pause button here, because this is a disaster, and it's doing more harm than really good for a lot of people.
I the problem that I have with all of this is the president will stand up in front of the cam and say everything's working great and these problems are being solved and we're just getting off to a little bit of a slow start. And I mean, man, if this was a case of constipation, man, I'd be plugged up and in the hospital by now.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting, too, because I can assure you that if this was a Republican administration, that, you know, they'd be calling for impeachment, removal from office. I mean, they keep giving the president a pass on all of this stuff, even though a lot of people have discovered memos that early on in the process, they knew that people weren't going to be able to keep their coverage. Yet they, continue to say that the people aren't going to lose their coverage. And in fact, that's not the case.
Well, the number that I heard over the weekend in some discourse was, well, there are going to be about 5% of the people that aren't going to be able to get coverage, but that's okay. But that the promise was everybody, not 95%, everybody.
Yes, lots of promises. I just saw an article this morning as I was kind of reading some different newspapers, and that they did a survey of 49 states, I guess, and the average for the increase in premiums for the 49 states for most people like was 41%. You know, and for that single mom or that little young family, that begins to be an issue. I had a letter, for example, from Della from Lubbock, and she's a breast cancer survivor. And she's going to be hit with a much higher deductible and higher copays for the specialty doctors that she requires. And she said, she's covered by a private policy now, but she says, I can't afford to go one day without coverage. These are very similar stories that we're hearing throughout the district.
Yeah. Hey, we'll be back. Congressman Randy Nagebauer on the line if you have a question or comment. 770-5790. Good morning. It's 743. Good morning. News Talk 790 KFYO. It is 747 with Tom Collins and Laura Mack. Congressman Randy Nagebauer on the line and talking about Obamacare and what are we doing to move this thing forward? It looks like we may have a caller on the line coming up, so we'll cut to that in just a moment. But really, realistically, what is happening? Because we're all, as American citizens, standing here looking for something positive to happen. What's going on?
Well, I've seen something positive. People that could never afford health insurance before are finally able to get it.
Yeah, but we're not. We're supposed to be having 38,000 people a day sign up, and we haven't had. I don't even think we've had 38,000 people successfully sign up.
We're trying to fix that problem.
What's happening?
Take some time.
Well, there's a lot of things going on. We've been having a number of oversight hearings in Congress, and I had Kathleen Sebelius over last week. I think she's coming back to testify again. You know, trying to get answers from this administration of because of all of these questions that are coming up. You know, I think one of the other issues that we haven't talked about, and it's something that Laura's talking about, is some people are supposed to be, that haven't been able to afford it in the past, are supposed to be able to afford it now with the subsidy. One of the problems, Laura, with the subsidy right now is that there's a question of whether the people that are signing up on the federal subsidies are going to be eligible, I mean, on the federal exchanges, are going to be eligible for the subsidies or not. And so there's a lot of uncertainty about whether these people actually are going to get their premium subsidized. And so I think one of the things that we're starting to hear is even some of the Democrats, particularly over in the Senate, are questioning whether we should continue to go down this road if this program is not ready for prime time, because the concern is that, you know, people that roll off of one health care plan thinking they're going to go into an exchange, going to get some kind of a subsidy, end up not being eligible for that subsidy, and again, putting maybe those people in a bind. And so we have to be very careful here when we're dealing with people's health care, which is a very precious and sensitive issue.
Yeah. Hey, Congressman, get a call on the line. Jay's ready to make a comment, has a question. Jay, you're on. Good morning.
Good morning. You know, first of all, I'm now a single parent raising two kids, two teenage girls. My youngest one has Asperger's. I've been notified January she's not going to get covered by the insurance plan I've got.
Yeah.
This will cost me $1,000 more a month. And she has to have insurance. I'm retired military. There's not a military base around one that I can use TRICARE at. I mean, this is the situation that we're getting put in. And, Laura, I don't mean to be mean. And you keep saying, but it's so good. It's not. I have, from the day that child has been born, provided for her. And for 14 years, nearly 15, I've taken and made sure that she's had what she's needed. And I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, what are we supposed to do?
Have you looked for other insurance?
Yeah. It's going to cost me nearly $1,000 a month or more. A third of my income.
Got any ideas, Randy?
Yeah, these are the kind of stories that I'm getting. You know, we opened up a special email address called tx19feedback@mail.house.gov, and these are the kind of stories we're hearing, and it grieves us to hear that.
Because, but how much of this is because of the insurance companies? I mean, everybody, insurance companies.
Her policy that I have had since she's been born, in order for her policy to fit the requirements of Obamacare, she has to have everything else thrown in. And because of her being Asperger's, the price goes up. And it goes up because of everything else that has to be put in that she will never need.
Right, right. And that's not right.
But in order to fit the law, it's got to be there.
It is indeed. But that's what I'm saying. Health care costs are rising. And insurance companies go up anyway. 9% of these insurance companies that have raised their prices, they were going to raise them anyway because that's what they do. They continue to raise their prices.
I'm in the medical field. You know what the major cause of rise is? Government regulation. That's what the major cause is. And our office alone, we've had to put on nearly a third more staff just to handle all the paperwork related to Obamacare, which raises the overhead cost.
Well, the cost of medical in this country was way out of control way before Obamacare.
Laura,
way before.
What are you talking about?
No, I know exactly what I'm talking about. I've done the research.
I've been in this business since I was 19 years old as a Navy corpsman.
You can compare our prices of medical costs to other countries' costs, and it's incredibly way over above. And that was way before Obamacare ever came about.
And the quality of care is far and above better.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily.
So you get what you pay for.
Not necessarily.
Well, I can tell you that everybody that is in my family or my extended family, like my wife's grandparents and aunt, three people in our family waited for simple procedures in a socialized medicine scheme in England and all died because they were waiting on simple procedures.
That's right.
Other people go to other countries to have procedures done because the cost is so astronomical here.
And when they get back to the United States, we take care of the consequences of them going.
Hey, Jay, thank you for your call. We're out of time for the moment. Congressman, we'll be right back, okay?
Hey, thanks. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. 754, good morning. A buck. Good morning. It's 7:58. Collins and Mack. It's Monday. Congressman Randy Nagebauer on the line. Laura, take it away.
All right. Let's talk farm bill. Switching gears here. Of course, cuts took effect actually November 1st to the SNAP program. And David Weaver from the South Plains Food Bank is calling on lawmakers to please don't cut any more help. What do you have to say about that? I mean, they can't. They're saying food banks across the nation are barely able to meet the needs now. And if we cut it even more, they're really afraid of what's going to happen.
Hello.
The additional stimulus was put in place to be able to give a little additional benefit. That expired on September 30th. So October 1st, people started getting less benefits. But then at the Farm Bill conference last week, we had a lot of people begin to lay out their strategy of what they wanted to see in the Farm Bill. So we made some progress, and certainly the SNAP and food stamp program will be a part of those discussions, as will, you know, crop insurance and other important issues.